Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for January 15th, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggests the Senate will vote on the USMCA agreement this week.
We are, it looks like, going to be able to process the USMCA here in the Senate this week. That'll be good news for the Senate and for the country, and something I think we have broad bipartisan agreement on.
Bloomberg News expects the vote to happen Thursday as the Senate committees required to sign off on the implementing legislation are doing so quickly. However, a final vote has not been confirmed yet. The Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee approved the agreement with a 16-4 vote on Tuesday morning. The Senate Budget Committee also approved the trade agreement on Tuesday. Up next, the bill must be approved by the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, along with Health, Labor, Education, and Pension Committee on Wednesday. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee changed its hearing from Thursday to Wednesday. Looks like cold weather for the third week of January, according to Brad Rippey, the USDA meteorologist with the National Weather Service forecast.
From January 21st through the 27th, cold air is going to be with us most of the country for quite a while as we move into late January. Greatest likelihood of cold conditions will be across the south, the east, and the Midwest. Could be some lingering warmth in Southern California and the desert southwest. We don't expect the bitter cold to reach that region. Now, in terms of precipitation, once we get through this late week and weekend storm, should quiet down for a little while. So we're looking at much of the country expecting near or below normal precipitation from the 21st through the 27th. Eventually, though, we could see some rain and snow developing across the high plains, down into Texas, and then along the Gulf Coast and into Florida.
Will there or won't there be a third-round MFP payment? On Tuesday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Kerr caught up with Brad Thickeson, the head of the FSA office for North Dakota, and asked him what he knows.
We all are kind of waiting to see what Secretary Perdue does with this third payment on MFP 2.0, we call it around here. Most producers have gotten up to 75% of what their county rate is, and waiting on to see or not if we get the last 25%. Some counties, especially in the western part of North Dakota, have received their full payment if their payment rate was like $15, that they have been made whole on that. So it's mostly in the eastern side here that we're waiting on some more funds coming if that happens.
And today is the day we've been waiting for a while. The Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China is expected to be signed today at the White House. We're also finally supposed to get a lot more details of what's actually in the trade agreement. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.